First perek of Avodah Zarah, fifth Mishnah. Eilayim asurim limka avodah kochavim. Certain things you're not allowed to sell to a goy, because as we mentioned before, you're not allowed to, there's an iser lifnei iver to a goy also, to give something a goy which is going to use to worship Avodah Zarah also. So these were things that were specifically used for Avodah Zarah's service, and therefore it's out there. Also, kamavan, if you give them food and they may use it for Avodah Zarah, it's not a problem. It's troiblin. This troiblin is it's like a pine cone, but it's something that grows on a cedar cones. It's not really a cone, but it's a round thing. The noise shuach is some type of figs. Upitot roisehem. It means together with their ukets, with their stems. And that was also something chosher that was brought. Levoinas as a certain type of spice. Tanagoloven, a white chicken, was also used for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Mutalim Koloi, Loven Ben Tanagoilim. If you send them a whole batch of Tanagoilim and one of them happens to be white, you're not mechuyev to take it out of the batch. You're only not, because if you wanted for Avodah Zarah, to ask specifically for white ones. If he says, just give me a bunch of chickens, you can assume that he's not using it for Avodah Zarah. If you want to sell him one by itself, first chop off a toe of it and then sell it, because then he won't use it for Avodah Zarah. The goyim are not makbid on a moon, but they are makbid on a missing part of the body. Other things, the stam is mutter and the perish is also. Rabbi Meir Oimer, av dekel tav, chatzav v'naklivon. That he says that a dekel, which is a choshev dekel, which you generally bring the fruit to Avodah Zarah, or chotzov, this is some other type of thing, v'naklivin, another type of plant, is another type of choshev a plant. All these are also limka l'Avodah Zarah, l'akum to goyim, because these once again are things that specifically were used for Avodah Zarah worship.